Children should not be subjected to these facilities, the report recommended. Children, inside the facilities, detainees sleep side by side on mats placed on the ground. Their belongings are removed, and they receive only a Mylar blanket with which to cover themselves, according to migrants who have been held in these facilities. Audrey Stample, a nurse who volunteered in a clinic at a respite center in Texas, where families released from the border facility spend a night before traveling onward, said the main thing that migrants talked about was how cold they were in these detention centers. The feedback we got from migrants was that children arrived compromised and were not taken care of, Ms. Stample said. Authorities were doing the absolute bare minimum. By the time the kids got to us, many of them were sick. She said that she treated colds, fevers, respiratory infections, and other ailments, and that she had to transfer some children to a hospital. When the harrowing trek to the border is made during the low temperatures of winter months, migrants are especially vulnerable. CBP strictly adheres to our national standards in regard to the conditions, including temperature control, at our temporary holding facilities, said a spokesman for Customs and Border Protection, adding that the agency had appointed a juvenile coordinator to monitor conditions. The Trump administration attempted to deter immigration with a zero-tolerance policy announced in April that called for criminally prosecuting anyone who had crossed the border illegally. Border Patrol agents arrested parents and sent their children to government-licensed shelters, but President Trump suspended the practice in June after it sparked outrage. Since then, a record-setting crush of migrant arrivals has overwhelmed shelters and government detention facilities. The Border Patrol apprehended 25,172 people in family units in November, compared with 7,016 the same month a year earlier. Arrests for the 2018 fiscal year, which ended September 30, reached 107,212, exceeding the previous high of 77,857 in fiscal year 2016.